Joining us here in the KASU studios, talking to Haley Knight, and Haley is with the Downtown Jonesboro Association, in fact, the executive director of the Downtown Jonesboro Association. And Haley, thank you for joining us here in the studios at KASU. Really appreciate it.
Yes, well, thank you so much for having me. It's been such a pleasure to work with you guys.
A lot of things have been taking place in Main Street in downtown Jonesboro. Kind of give us an update on what's going on, if you don't mind, please.
Sure, absolutely. Well, we've had a lot of stuff going on. We just became a Main Street program in October of 2013 last year. And ever since then, it seems like we have hit the ground running. We have had everything from fundraising to programs. New programs adding to our organization, and then events, of course, like Alive After Five. So it's been a busy year for downtown Jonesboro, and we haven't hit our 1 year mark yet as a Main Street program, but it has been such an incredible experience for our volunteers and our board of directors. So
when we talk about the Main Street Arkansas program, why did you all decide to be a part of Main Street Arkansas?
Okay, in 2010, there were some key community leaders that saw the benefits of being a part of this Main Street Arkansas program, and they knew the revitalization going on in downtown Jonesboro and saw the commercialization and the residential spaces taking, you know, building and developing in downtown, and they wanted to create a cultural destination for our community. So they got together and they formed a board, and Main Street Arkansas has been an incredible opportunity for us. It has so much to offer for downtown Jonesboro and for our mission of revitalization. And we knew that becoming an accredited program with Main Street Arkansas would open up the door for our community in so many ways, and it truly has.
So tell us about the process. I imagine it was kind of a long process to go through this to be able to be accredited through Main Street Arkansas.
It is. We were actually an ADN network for 3 years. And what an ADN is, it's an Arkansas Downtown Network. So it's kind of like the baby step to being a Main Street program. But they want to see you establish funds for the organization from both public and private sectors, because they want to see, you know, of course, there's downtown business owners that have ownership in this too, but also other representatives from around the community. They also, you know, have some stake in this. You have to comply with the Main Street Arkansas application process and establish 3-year work plans, which we work off of yearly work plans in a 4-point approach, which is what the Main Street Arkansas program has adopted for their organizational structures. And it's committees that function under design, promotion, economic restructuring, and organization. So you have to draw up a 3-year work plan to show them, okay, this is some of our goals we have, this is our timeline, things like that. And then, of course, you have to hire a full-time executive director.
Right. And so when did you come on board with everything? Have you been here from the very beginning?
I have not. They actually started that process in 2010. And then I came on board last year in May, late May. I mean, I think it was almost early June. And I was a part-time interim director until September. And then I became the executive director, full-time executive director, about the middle of September.
So tell us about what this will do to help in the future of Main Street, downtown Jonesboro.
Right. Well, we have already seen some major, major benefits of being a part of Main Street, Arkansas. We've already received 2 DTR grants this year, which a DTR grant is Downtown Revitalization Grant, and you can use it on anything for downtown. It's very broad. You can use it for beautification projects. You can use it to start up a mini grant program. Anything that can really impact your downtown district. And we've also been able to facilitate technical assistance to our downtown business owners, which that's a huge incentive for, you know, being in downtown. We use it as a recruiting tool, and we basically can offer small business consulting, interior design, and exterior design, all at no cost to our merchants and no cost to us through this program. So that's been a very helpful tool for all of our business owners who are not only on Main Street right now, but others that are thinking about coming down to Main Street. And when we meet with them and say, okay, this is something we can set you up with, you know, when you're thinking about moving down here, if you are moving down here, and they love it. I mean, it's an incredible tool. It helps them basically get set up for success right off the bat.
So what are some of the plans you all have with the grant money for downtown Jonesboro?
Well, we are installing or trying to develop a really cool lighting strategy for downtown. We want to hang really charming and really, I don't know, aesthetically pleasing lighting across Main Street. And it would just be in the 200 block right now, which is from Huntington to Cade and Burke Avenue. But we plan on doing a phase two probably next year when we receive more DTR money. But we want to see that happen. We've also had some merchants say, okay, I'd like to see some lighting in the alleys. And more benches for public, you know, they can come out and sit down if they're, you know, hanging around the restaurant, they're waiting on others to get there. More beautification projects like the flower boxes we just did this year.
Haley Knight joins us, Executive Director of the Downtown Jonesboro Association here on KASU. Haley, we're talking about some of the improvements. What are some other things that you kind of see by way of improvements you would like to see in the future for Main Street in downtown Jonesboro?
Well, one of the things that we really should, we really need to work on as a program is developing some sort of gateway signage. As you know, we had a resource visit about 3 weeks ago, which was provided to us by Main Street Arkansas. When you're a first-year program, you get this resource visit, and it basically, they'll come in, they'll spend 3 or 4 days evaluating your program, your volunteers, your work plans, and then they'll start their consultation and, you know, review of what you can do next. And one of the things that they, you know, one of the consultants identified was, you know, I was driving from Memphis, and he was late, actually. He had missed, or the flight was delayed, and so he had to drive here, rent a car and drive. And he said, there was no signage from here to downtown Jonesboro. You know, if I didn't have my GPS, I wouldn't know where you guys were located. So we're actually working with the highway department right now to install some signs at major highways, you know, directional wayfinding signs for downtown. We want to construct a gateway program for downtown, whether it be, you know, at the beginning of Main Street on, you know, on Main when you're exiting off of Southwest Drive, Washington Union. So we've identified that need, and we'll probably tackle that in the next year.
Yeah, it's something that kind of says this is from regular Jonesboro to historic downtown. And I'd imagine with that, the historic is something also that you can use too, probably.
Yes, we're not technically a historic district, but we do have some buildings that are on the National Historic Register. Okay. So
very good. That can definitely help.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the report that was recently released. There were some recommendations with the future of downtown Jonesboro. You made a brief reference of the site visit that took place. Before we talk about the report, how did the site visit go in June?
That was incredible, Jonathan. It was such a great opportunity to have that tool. I mean, they're basically laying a solid foundation for our program, and they're giving us directional signs. This is where you need to go. You know, this is, your downtown is great. This is something you can add to it. So it was incredible to have those consultants come in, and they were actually Main Street consultants. One of them is the Mississippi Main Street area director. Another one works with community design. I mean, they all have Main Street backgrounds. So we're very fortunate to be able to have something like that come in. With that said, I just received our resource report last week, and it is about 200 pages. It's very, very cool. They have recommendations in there from doing a huge Main Street festival, possibly next year, like an arts and crafts fair, but also having music and a huge family-friendly festival, to design standards for downtown, which was very cool. We don't have anything like that for downtown or our city. And it'd be kind of neat to have our stamp on, you know, hey, this is what is great. This is what other downtowns are doing. You know, we're not a historic district, but we can guide people who are, you know, leasing the buildings or purchasing buildings, and they don't know, okay, which should I go? How do I stick with historic, you know, standards, you know? So that is something we aim to do in the next year or two.
Right. Were there some other findings that you thought were pretty interesting in there?
I did. There was a lot, you know, being a new organization, you're always wondering, okay, what can we do? Are we doing things right? And they had a lot of great recommendations to grow our program, because we already have a great program. Kathy LaPlante was actually the organization consultant from the National Main Street Center. So we were so fortunate to be able to host her in Jonesboro, you know, last month for this resource visit. And she actually asked me before she came, you know, they do their research on your website and, you know, Facebook, things like that. And she emailed me and she said, Haley, I'm loving your annual report and your brochures for downtown. Is there any way you can send me a digital copy of that so we can put it on our National Main Street website? And I was just blown away. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing, because, you know, it's incredible because we haven't even been in Main Street program for a year, and now we get to kind of show other Main Street programs what we're doing and what's working for us and hopefully help others. But I mean, everything from recruiting volunteers, Jim Thompson was our economic restructuring. He did an ESRI report for us, which is basically a market analysis, and it will help us recruit new businesses downtown and say, okay, this is, if you're a flower shop, yes, you can sustain your business on Main Street because this is our traffic count. You know, we don't have something like that down here. This is how the market's going to support it. It is so helpful. I've gotten about halfway through it so far, but I'm loving what I've read. I mean, it's a great report. It's very comprehensive. They did an amazing job while they were here.
Wow. So let's talk about some of the things y'all are doing to get more people to downtown Jonesboro. And I know downtown Jonesboro has a lot of great businesses. There's a lot of things that are happening. It's mm-hmm. a busy time. It's a vibrant downtown area. Mm-hmm. And I know y'all are trying to kind of spruce it up a little bit more. We've had events like Alive After Five. There's some other events that are taking place. Tell us about some of these events that are going on as you're trying to continue to get people more excited about downtown Jonesboro, I guess.
Right. Well, it was good to see you at Alive After Five last week. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you came down. It was we started Alive After Five last year, and when I started on my path of this, you know, interim director, I had a 90-day objectives, and one of those objectives was to create a monthly art stroll. And so, you know, you take it to your promotions committee and your design, and you know, how are we going to lay the street out, who are we going to recruit, things like that. And one of our volunteers said, you know what, it would be really cool if we had a farmer's market down there too. So we got a little ambitious, and we started having Alive After Five last September, and it was just a huge hit. I mean, there was, I think we had about 500 people the first time. We had it in September, October, and then we got rained out in November, and then iced out in December because we were going to do one on the night of the Christmas parade. Mm-hmm. But we started again this year in March, and it is an artisan market. We call it a street market, but it has artisans, farmers. We have a downtown movie. We have live music. We have right now we're sitting at 70 vendors. They don't all attend on the same night because their schedules are different, but it's amazing that we have that many. And we have people, our goal is when we host a Live After Five to draw people to downtown Jonesboro, you know, bring them downtown to shop and then come to Live After Five and shop some more and then go downtown to eat. And we've been really, really successful doing that. We actually had I was working one night at a Live After Five, and my volunteer coordinator was talking to a group of people, and their arms were just full of stuff from a Live After Five. I mean, I could see burlap wreaths. And they had a sack full of Miss Annie's canned jellies and jams. And so I just went over and just kind of, you know, introduced myself. And they said, yes, I mean, we're from Conway. And it's her birthday tonight. And we decided to come to Live After Five and go downtown and eat. And it was just, I was so blown away because Conway, you know, that's 45 minutes from River Market in downtown, you know, Little Rock. So we were just so excited to draw from that far away, you know, you know, and it was about 8 or 10 people that were attending Alive After Five for that. But that's our ultimate goal, is to bring people downtown on Alive After Five nights.
Do you see it continuing and just getting bigger and better? And
absolutely. We have had people. I still get requests for applications. It seems like every Alive After Five, I'll get about 3 or 4 emails or phone calls requesting an application. So we fully intend to sustain Alive After Five for years. I mean, I see this being one of those things where, you know, in 2 years from now, people from other towns are like, oh yeah, it's Alive After Five tonight in downtown Jonesboro, let's go to that. And creating a big street market. We actually have plans to move it onto Church Street when we have, you know, 60 vendors coming at a time. And so we'll still have it on Huntington, but then it'll just tee off at church, and we'll probably put our kids' corner at the top and maybe the band. We actually are thinking about hosting it longer next year, maybe going from 4:30 to 8:30, adding an hour in, because we've received a lot of positive feedback from our vendors that yes, they're selling past 8 o'clock. So definitely big things for Alive After Five and downtown Jonesboro. girl.
Nice. Now, I understand you have an event coming up August 4th. Let's talk about that, please.
Yes, we have the main event, and it's M-A-I-N, just like Main Street, main event. We have a huge capital campaign every 3 years, and it's for our program. We raise money for Main Street, and not just for Main Street, but for our program to sustain it. And we wanted a way to recognize our capital campaign investors and then do our board member awards and also volunteer recognition. So we decided to host this event, and it really caught on. Our volunteers were like, well, why don't we, we can host it, but why don't we do something like we bring in the downtown restaurants? How can we do that? So we decided to feature a signature dish from all of our downtown restaurants at this event. So you can actually buy tickets, and it's all-inclusive food and drinks, and then we're going to have entertainment by Vicky McGee. And so it's going to be a blast. I'm so excited for it. We've already sold a lot of tables. We were just blown away by that, but it's going to be August 4th at the St. Bernard's Auditorium, and it's from 6 to 8. It's a Monday night, and so come out and, buy your tickets before then, because unfortunately we won't be selling tickets at the door. So you can call our office at 870-919-6176, or you can stop by. I'd love to see you. I'm located at 407 Union in the United Way building.
Okay. Before we let you go, Haley Knight's been joining us here, Executive Director of the Downtown Jonesboro Association. And before we let you go, how do you see downtown Jonesboro when you look at it over how it's going to develop over the next couple of years? What do you see for that area, if you don't mind, please?
Well, I am excited for where we're going. Part of my pitch when I go and I talk to, different civic organizations and things around town, in 2006 when I graduated high school, you did not go downtown. There were starting to, you were starting to see some revitalization going on, but you're still in the mode of, oh my gosh, I don't want to go downtown. And I say now, if my 16-year-old self saw me, she would be just, oh, what are you doing down there? So I'm very anxious. It's come a long way in the past 10 years. And just think on that scale, what it could be in the next 10 years. We have big plans for downtown. Our grant programs they have received very positive feedback. We'll make an impact with our business owners there. I would like to see a Live After Five be huge. Maybe not on the scale of Cooper Young yet, but I ultimately want it to be on that scale monthly. I see a big craft festival taking place, just as big as the Barbecue Fest and Biker Classic, adding staple events like that. But also, I would love to see more retailers come downtown. We've had a lot of people ask for, hey, you guys need a flower shop or a cupcake shop downtown. We do have a lot of restaurants, but I would love to see that. I would also love to see some public art. I would just die to see a mural. Maybe when you come over the bridge on Union, some kind of public art. I envision that for downtown, because also that's what a lot of, people have, expressed to me. So big things definitely are going to happen for downtown Jonesboro, especially now that we're a part of this program. It's only the sky's the limit for us.
Fantastic. Haley Young, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you today coming in and telling us about what's going on with downtown Jonesboro. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.